A new year means new laws, and we're going to talk about a couple of those regarding guns with John Lott. He's president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, online at crimeresearch.org. First of all, a new law in Texas, becoming the 45th state to allow open carry. I'm surprised that Texas was so late in joining that trend.
Well, then you'd be surprised about a lot of laws in Texas. Texas has been relatively restrictive compared to a lot of states in terms of gun laws. You look at concealed carry, for example. Texas has one of the highest fees in the country for getting a concealed handgun permit. It's $140. The average is actually slightly less than $50. And it's had some of the more stringent training requirements and also greater limits on where one can carry. That's started to change over the last few years, but it's more Texas kind of catching up to the rest of the country. So the open carry, when you kind of look at it in context of all the other gun laws that they have there, Texas doesn't quite fit the image, I guess, that a lot of people have of the state.
No. This certainly fits the image of California that we have, and that is the new law that takes effect there that is, in fact, now in effect in this new year, which would be authorities, if they determine a potential for violence, would allow a judge to seize a person's weapons for 21 days. It's considered a domestic violence statute. Please tell us more about what's involved here.
Well, it's the law that was enacted a year ago, after you had had the tragedy in Santa Barbara, where a college-age student had stabbed to death three people and then shot three people to death. He had serious mental illness issues. The sheriff's deputies had gone and checked on him in his home. They had determined that he wasn't a danger to himself or to others, or at least believed that that was the case. And in fact, he had been seeing three psychiatrists, one of them nationally recognized at the time, who didn't view him as a danger to himself or others. The irony is that here we pass a law that wouldn't have stopped that. They're changing the standards for people to have their guns taken away. Now you can have it without having to have a psychiatrist's testimony being involved or any type of mental health expert. They also make it now so that the person who's going to be losing his rights no longer has to be at the trial or at the hearing to determine whether or not he's going to lose his rights. And the third major change is they've changed the standard by which to judge whether or not a person's going to lose his rights. Before, you had to have clear and convincing evidence, and now it's basically put down to a probability, or the judge will rule that he believes it's possible that someone could go and do something wrong. So it's a major change there. My guess is there's going to be a lot of court challenges to this.
I would think that in a state with a lot of very liberal judges, you would find more than a few judges who would consider almost anybody's ownership of a weapon to be a potential for violence. I mean, given the looseness of the standards and the discretion dumped in the lap of a judge here, a judge right. could disarm almost anybody, it would seem. I mean, how do you argue against the potential for violence if somebody owns a gun?
Right. If you say, is it possible? You know, if that's your standard that's there, then, you know, I think you're exactly right. And I think that's where the law is going to be running into problems. Look, we had a tragedy. There was some law that people wanted to push previously to this. And so they just say this would solve it, even though nobody believes that this particular law, like these expanded background checks that get pushed after each of the mass public shootings that the president pushes, would stop those cases. It just seems like they're used as convenient hooks to try to go and push another agenda that people have.
Are there any major federal actions, either in the courts or in the Congress, coming up, things to be looking out for?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that's coming up. The president has basically promised that within a couple weeks, he's going to use executive action to go and push these expanded background checks that we were just mentioning. These are going to require background checks on private transfers of guns. How he's going to do that, I mean, I can make guesses right now on it, but again, it's going to be something that's going to go to court. But a number of executive actions that the president's done on guns are floating through the court system, and it's going to take 3 or 5 years or whatever for those to be adjudicated. Another big change that the president's indicated that he's likely to do is with regard to Social Security. Right now, if you're a veteran and you're getting help with your finances, you will lose your right to be able to legally buy a gun. And they want to use that same standard now applied to Social Security recipients. The government estimates that that could affect about 4.2 million people who are currently on Social Security. So it's very likely that that is going to also occur maybe a little bit later in the year after the expanded background check changes are made.
John Lott, he is president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, online at crimeresearch.org.